thing, Mr. President, if they don't get this strike off by Friday evening, if the Russians reply. I don't see how we can hit them right after. Until they've replied, we haven't really got anything, although it doesn't help. But if they've agreed to the text of an exchange, I don't see how we can hit them and ask them to exchange letters simultaneously. But I think we've got till Friday. I'm seeing Katrina on Friday at 1.
Hello, there. Well, I guess I was talking to Chuck Colson, and he was in there telling me how you were stepping up to the boys down there on that film that they showed in the center office on Friday. And I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate the attention for your guts. You always like to fight, which is good. For a good cause. Yeah, right. Well, I do appreciate it very much, and I know that some of your colleagues are backed up, so I just want you to know that you sure did appreciate what you did.
Go through 500, I don't want to bore you with the details, but
what in the hell can we do?
do something with how I'm going with it.
But once I had driven that guy against the wall, part of it is the jurisdiction of dispute with the Pentagon.
Yeah.
It turns out that whatever criterion you use, only about 30% of the supplies have gotten into Vietnam and Cambodia this year.
Remind the CIA that the president was saying what they said about Cambodia and that they were wrong. 100%. Right? But you know what I mean? About how much was being
treated.
Recall.
Exactly.
And then I went in confidence. Now, I hope so. You've given him this job for a while. It's not going to go last too damn long if he doesn't shape up better. I think he's personally all right, but can he keep his people lined up in it?
Well, it's a hope that unless you do to them what I did yesterday of just pumping them around for 2 hours to make them stay.
But you don't have that time, I don't have that time.
No, well, every once in a while, it's a good warning shot.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm persuaded now that the supplies going into Vietnam and Cambodia this year are about 65% below last year.
Are you? Your percent.
And that's coming down the trail. And then if you added the fear nuclear thing to it, you'd have to say they're getting only about 25% of what they did last year. But I'm going to go through this exercise again tomorrow just to make absolutely sure.
Henry, let me say, we don't want to kid ourselves.
No,
I don't give it, as far as I'm concerned, the whole thing is a success already. No more satisfied. I told him that. I said, look, I don't give a damn about it. But I said, I've got to know, I don't want to say anything that is not true. And also, I want to knock down things that are untrue that the press is saying. I think the press is a shame for anything.
Mr. President, I'm going through this exercise primarily for your April 7th speech. Because I feel we don't want to kid ourselves. We may say anything publicly, but I'm trying to get a fair assessment of where we'll be next year. Because if we should come to the conclusion that the whole thing is going to collapse next year, I don't believe that for a minute.
Sure, it's not Pollyanna.
But then we should know it now. And therefore, I'm going at this really with great toughness.
You're right.
But actually, I was quite encouraged by this meeting yesterday. The intelligent people are fighting like cats and dogs over their thickets, but that isn't so important. The ratios, and I talked to Haig on the telephone today.
Yeah.
He's been in Cambodia, and he hasn't been at the front yet, but he's been at talks with Bunker, and he's talked to his G3. He says the striking thing is that with 5 South Vietnamese divisions out of the country, nevertheless, the enemy hasn't been able to pick up his activity. And that is an interesting fact.
Yeah.
And that the supplies coming into Vietnam now and into Cambodia are a trickle.
Yeah.
So I think we'll have a better grip on it. I'm going to keep these guys in the Situation Room so that when we draft our proposal for your speech. Now, I found yesterday that we'll have the fact. Last evening at your party, Mr. President, of course, it's not a good sample. These 15 Harvard boys came up to me.
These are all these kids, Eddie Hawkins. They're all law school.
Yeah, they're all law school kids.
Smart.
And some of them had been students of mine. They said they just wanted me to know that.
Actually, the students of yours.
Some of them had been.
They were undergraduates. Peace with honor every time I get it. now that we are in, we've got to get out the best way. I refuse to accept that proposition. Having done that, now that's the argument that everybody's trying to get me to make. I will not make it. In my view, we're in the goddamn thing. I think we've conducted it wrong, but I think we were right to do what we're doing. Now that's what we're saying.
And it will make you, and it has made you a strong president.
It's all of it. Now we want to remember, most of the people think it now, according to all the persons, it's safe to go in. However, if you were to scratch them further, you would find the reason they think it's safe.
Because we didn't win.
Because the war has been so badly conducted. But my view is that the people are wrong if they think that. I mean, that doesn't mean you don't follow the people. Like I told Salisbury, the Christ's sake, he said, we can't follow the establishment of the rest when they're wrong. That isn't what we're paid to do. And I think the whole theme of the Salisbury thing and the rest, it's getting to these
and
I don't know, they are a disgraceful bunch, I'll tell you, they deserve their country.
And I agree with Haldeman, and I think we can turn this to our advantage. But by May 1st, we're going to be out of there. I think the impact on...
Laos, I think that what will really turn, though, is our... Then it will be, we've got to have good news about, but the old crap about the war is winding down.
But we can keep that going all summer long. We can make a decent announcement in April.
Yes.
We can announce the end of the combat role in July.
The end of draftees
by the fact the beginning of the school year.
Maybe even sooner. Draftees are concerned in combat role.
Well, the problem you have...
Combat role, hell, even if the Air Force is all volunteers, let them bomb the bastards forever.
Well, the problem with the combat role is the draftees. The combat role is fairly easy, but the draftees, the problem is what you do with the draftees that are still there.
Yeah.
So you want to do it at a point when you don't have to send many more in there of the already.
All right. Let me say this. I don't know what we can do about it. I know Moore is aware of the problem. I told her this morning, I said, well, goddamn, if I don't get some of the word out there. He said, we're trying. I guess they're just desperate. They don't believe them out there. And the press, those 150 pressmen up around Laos are just hungry. They're desperate. They couldn't believe it, and they were inches from them. They don't believe it. They're picking up these catches. They've downgraded in South Vietnam and the Army and every opportunity. You better be pro-communist. Goddamn, that's
how
they are.
What
do you think?
Absolutely. The fact remains, the two South Vietnamese divisions have been in Laos for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
There's just no way the North Vietnamese can explain that away. The North Vietnamese, they gave it one good shot. But basically, if they were strong, if this were the North Vietnamese of 3 years ago, we would have been in deep trouble.
Really?
Yeah. But they gave it one good shot. And since then, they've...
What do you think about this idea that they would pack fire most of the base wall, fire base Sophia, and we withdraw from them?
Mr. President, all I know is that we had always planned to withdraw from them at about this time.
Oh, shit. Maybe I ought to get out. You read that at least the AP dispatch in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The most nasty goddamn thing you could ever read.
South Vietnamese withdraw under pressure.
Falls at the and they're withdrawing from the space and base and the rest.
We got 300 drums, each of which put with 55 gallons of BOL in. It just marked up. We are over 4 million pounds of rice now. Now we're close to 6 million pounds. We're about 3,000 tons of rice. So that we're getting, all of this stuff has to be transported down again. They were doing the same stuff, I remember, during Cambodia when I briefed every week. I briefed them every week during Cambodia, and they were nitpicking that we had got only 30% of the supplies.
We won that.
We won that one. But not till August. Not really till August, Mr. President. At first, in July, they were still saying, well, it doesn't mean anything, and they're right back.
Well, they said it even after that, though. Yeah, well,
Cambodia in 3 months?
I don't know. I just hope we're right. Because I tell you, if we're not right, then communism is the way of the future. That's all there is to it. You know, if the army, with all this support and all our sacrifice, cannot now hold its own, then it's done.
Just smell signs of negotiations if we just give them the sense that through the summer, after September, we ought to pull out all the plugs. For example, the Indian ambassador who had had me for dinner previously, and I asked him for lunch today, I told Bill about it, so there was no, the state is not happy.
Jesus, I'm sorry. Day after day. Oh, well. Hope we get all that, and I hope it isn't true. Well, if it is true, it is true. I don't think they're taking a whack, or Marv will tell us that. I think they're...
Marv would tell us, Hank would find it out from Abrams. After
I think they're moving around.
They are doing what the plan is. When they went to Chapone, I said to Hank, I wish they were going, instead of Chapone, to where now they are going, because it would have more deaths, and it would cut the roads better. Well, they had to take Chapone for their own reasons, and now they're swinging around and going to that place.
But the AP writes it as if they've been driven out of Chapone by Superior Learner. And they even quote one of our people saying that we couldn't get into there to help them. We saw that system.
I know, it's complete nonsense.
Well, I wonder if some of our guys are cutting some too out there.
Maybe, but it's no achievement to find some junior officer. Our helicopter losses have gone down. Our casualties are quite low. There's no indication that this stuff is true.
Okay.
And, no, we can't afford to kid ourselves in this building, whatever we may put out publicly.
I'm worried.
And that's why I'm drilling
that's
these guys.
Most people press corps so underestimate us. So we've never lied to them yet. We've never lied to ourselves. Johnson lied to himself and to them. We have never lied to ourselves or to them ever.
Absolutely.
By God, not on Laos, not on anything, every report. And they don't give us the credit that they're of. I must say, my confidence.
Connolly is a tremendous asset to you, Lieutenant. At that dinner the other night, Rolly Evans and a number of people were there.
What
dinner? Monday night that I mentioned to you that I was going to.
Oh.
Cato gave a dinner for him. Cato.
Oh, no, you didn't mention it to me.
I mentioned to you I was going there when you called Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a large dinner.
We were going for dinner, yeah, so I caught you at 8:15. I said, get the hell over there.
That's right. And Cato wasn't very bright, made an endless toast, which was meaningless. But in response, Connolly really praised you as one of the gutsiest men he had ever known and thoughtful. And coming from him, with people like Rolly Evans and a lot of Democrats.
Henry, the business with Connolly, is it? Is it great respect for everybody else? A man that could have this job, he could do it.
Oh,
he's got all the character, the guts, he's got quick intelligence. He's a shrewd judge of men. He's a powerful leader. The question as to how he would come over on television remains to be seen. You can't tell if he would be a little too hot for television, you know what I mean? Johnson, while he came over well personally, came over terribly well. Whether Collins maybe is a little too intense.
And all these texts have these squinty eyes which tend to look shifty or...
It's because of the sun, they squint. But nevertheless, I don't know whether he does or doesn't, but nevertheless, he would come over as a powerful man.
Yeah.
And God damn, you put him in here. I just, you think of, Agnew's finding out of the difficulty. Your point is they, well, I mean, compared to Agnew and other members of the camp, is there anybody else you got?
No.
Not many of them that are as strong as he is in that camp.
Oh, no, compared to, except for Connolly, he would be better than anyone. I had meant to tell you.
Richards.
Yeah, but he couldn't get across.
Couldn't get across, but I mean, Richards has got the character.
Yeah, but I don't know whether he's got the strength or not.
The intelligence, all that remains to be seen.
But he's very able.
He
could certainly hold.
He may not be stable enough.
He could certainly hold any cabinet position.
The thing about Agnew is he has a very great problem growing out of that, being parochial, and he gets rather stubborn at times. The other point is that, however, he comes through sometimes in a clutch like at the gridiron. Everybody said he did a hell of a job.
He saved us. Dole was a disaster.
He came on strong. Now, in other words, that shows something, the mark of a man, right?
Oh, yes. I don't think he has a subtle mind.
You think so?
I wanted to do a Dewey's funeral on Sunday.
Right.
I'd like to go if you would permit me, because I admire them very much.
Why, you'd be worthless here. I saw. Now, we were talking about it recently. Just about 60 acres, but if he'd seen his best years, what the hell did it all have left for him? Not really.
He was living alone. I talked to him only last week about joining the Fiat.
Which you can.
Again. He was getting a little long-winded there.
That's been his temperature for the last 4 or 5 years. It was all remembered. You get over with whoever you want. But nevertheless, Dewey's always been one that sort of rattles. But on the other hand, when it really comes down to it, he must have bumped something up. He was terrific.
Oh, he was a gutsy man. And a great admirer of yours, and he never tired of telling me how he had spotted you at a time when
I was in the center. The thing about it is this, that he just admires guts. That's the thing. Politicians do. He had guts. He had guts.
Thanks for that. I'd very much like to go.
We'll take the whole money book up. I've got your stuff. But in the meantime, you look at those figures. I don't want to rely on you. But you behave, suck at the call as well. Anything that I should know about?
No, it was just a rundown because it's so hard to hear on these secure lines. You also said Cambodia, the situation looks very good now, but it's almost all due to what the Vietnamese are doing, that the Cambodian army isn't very well organized. Yeah.
Well, that's great. If the Vietnamese can do it, that's great.
Yeah. And it's using 75% of the air support is Vietnamese. But there, it shows. Because
Henry, let me tell you this, though. Metal air is Vietnamization, while essential to our policy now. By itself, my
reason. Mr. President,
if we had been in position without Cambodia, without Laos,
you would be the laughing stock.
Right now,
without Cambodia, without Laos, we would be dead. Without Cambodia, we wouldn't be there now. They would have come out of these sanctuaries now.
Well, they would have had all of Cambodia.
They would have had all of Cambodia. They would have hit us out of these sanctuaries. What made Vietnamization go is not Laos, but what you did in Cambodia. And I think Laos is going to turn out as well.
It's turning out awfully well.
It's turning
out. I personally believe that the Eastern Rock has been in 5 weeks. They're 5 weeks and they've been there 77
days. It's been in, what is it, the 17th? They went in on the 8th. 15th, 20th. 5 weeks.
5 weeks is right.
Yeah. This is the 6 weeks. Next Monday it will be 6 weeks.
All right, so they're in 6 weeks. Well, 6 weeks, Henry.
But we know they'll be in at least 3 or 4 more weeks.
We can tie them in. Well, they'll stay 3 or 4 more weeks.
No question.
Certainly, there'll be something in 6-11,
won't they? Oh, yes. The last one won't be out until about May 3rd.
John, well, I tell you, we've got to get across the line.
Well, I think...
Is there anything that can be done to can layer? Can anybody say anything to get across the point? Well, I'll say it right. It's true. This is just their idea, their drawing. I don't want to get into military tactics. I shouldn't get into that. They're withdrawing according to the plan.
I would make the point again that they're not withdrawing. They're going after they're cutting the road, which was over.
There's nothing. They're not there for the purpose of occupying territory. They're for the purpose of cutting and disrupting lines of communication.
Mr. President,
that's why they're moving around.
Every indicator we have, you take Route 914. People argue about the census and so forth, but at least they tell us they're relative. There's practically no truck traffic left on 914. And that means that we've cut 3 major routes into South Vietnam. And the only one that may still be operating is 23, which is out in the open, where we are killing trucks like crazy.